Right before I hit record, I always think about the most important things I need to say. Whether it be our fight with the Dark One, our journey into the recesses of hell, our current state of affairs. But sometimes, you get a chance not to be distracted, just to focus and stay pure to your thoughts. Well, sure enough, as I speak to you watching this green line fluctuate into the red, I see a blonde little girl enjoying what I only can imagine is peanut butter. Oh, sorry. This is Dungenetics. I'd like to congratulate you for the first time. The first time our DM is going to properly introduce what the hell just happened the last episode, which leaves me, well, kind of stifled for an intro. But I will tell you this, we do have the world's best DM. Take it away, John.
Last we left off in the town of Hidden Harbor, our group of adventurers had solved a group of missing persons and murderers, and which led to a cult, which they then let the leader leave in exchange for removing them from the city.
Totally worth it.
To reopen the mines, the apprentice of the town blacksmith led his venturing buddies and went in, cleaned up the mine, and re-imprisoned an ancient horror of the Twisted One into a flask that now the wizard carries.
Yes, the flask. Yeah.
Which leaves the other two problems in the town left unsolved. The missing gold shipment from Jay Eason.
Yep.
And the...
The leaf!
And the leaf.
The leaf. I actually have a staff now. I had this little baby tree that was always like next to my bedpost.
Turned into a staff.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah,
walks tall, carries a big suit.
No, it's like
Christmas morning. You wake up.
I know.
Staff.
So now he carries, instead of just his hands, he carries a staff around with him.
We have competing staffs in our group now.
We have two staffs?
He has a big black staff.
Yeah, just one of my staff is.
Well, mine is a big black staff.
He walks around and cleans up the city, disables people with the quarterstaff, like a whirling ball of dwarven might. He is Yoda.
Shaolin soccer.
And good old Albert is back in the blacksmith, catching up with all their orders. And he now carries around a shiny horn that his master gave him, a relic of the old dwarven ways.
And a large amount of money.
Yes, and some money.
Yeah, we all got some good money.
Yeah. Honey, I got more money.
We can put our money together. We can go buy some...
The discotheque.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, we can.
But we still have an issue with...
I have an issue.
Yeah, we still have... So basically, like last time you guys meet again, now that Bobby's part of the group, he's a friend of you guys.
Well...
He went through thick and thin together. Well, and now you guys meet at the Loose Drawstrings. Your favorite tavern.
My favorite.
For a drink and discuss... how to proceed?
Well, the flying salmon.
I know Mark's gonna have to go off and eat again.
So Bobby. I'm not the only one that got food.
Mark's gonna have to go off and eat soon. Just eat here. Just eat here.
Well,
that's hilarious.
I think Mark's task is gonna be a little easier to do because, I mean, we still don't even know how to approach.
But if he's not in the room, how are we gonna do it?
I'm not going to take 4 hours to eat food. God.
Now, from the town, have we actually heard about any... Have the people on top of the roof still looking and lurking?
There might be a few comments in you guys' player sheets. There's still been sightings of people watching the town at night on the rooftops.
I'm getting figures. Dark figures.
Strange figures.
Mm-hmm. You're also getting... Skull. Aren't you getting dreams as well?
Yeah, the dreams, but I got visions from the skull.
Okay.
And
are they really sounds from of the skull, or are they from
well,
the
there's sounds of Allison sobbing, and there's something going on with.
Is she dead, or is she not alive?
I'm getting mixed feelings from shame and anger, and voices within the staff have something to do with a firstborn.
He knows, since he has a little different history. The firstborn in the world, you all really know this, but he knows a little more. The firstborn are considered the dwarves and the elves.
Okay.
Basically, like, the religion in this world is a dual divinity. It's kind of like yin and yang. There's a very slender male god who is of light and goodness. And then there's a short female god that's more of darkness and, like, hidden knowledge. But they kind of like, they're like two sides of the same coin. Yeah, none of them ever gain complete control. And most of the human faith worship both of them together as like a, as a relationship. But basically, the elves are the chosen of the god of light. And the dwarves are the chosen of the god of darkness.
Okay.
So basically, the god of light gifted the elves the strongest magic in the world.
Notes.
They taught them magic before any of the humans knew. The god of darkness taught the dwarves how mechanisms work, how physics, and that's how they were able to create basically their great cities that they used to have, and they made their golems. They communicate more with the humans.
Yep.
However, most of them still, all their cities are underground, but they actually trade with the humans. The elves kind of avoid all contact with the humans whenever possible.
All right.
Unless you're the...
But both of them are called the firstborn.
Oh, yeah, then you're awesome.
Then you're all the
skateboard.
But Bobby would know more about this firstborn.
I do.
He
the
is
firstborn. Was... He is? Yeah,
you are. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, essentially, I am a dwarf from the old times.
Well, he can live for like 500 years. His people.
Don't plan on it.
So, the elves live a little longer.
Not hanging with us, you won't.
That's fine.
Well, I guess more of these leaves have been found in town by more than just me.
Okay.
And growing tally of missing trackers and farmers are adding up.
From what you know, it doesn't sound anything like what dwarves would do.
Yeah.
So these leaves, people are finding them disappearing.
What color are these leaves?
We know that they're not in this little beach community. I think they were from north.
Yeah.
Yep.
We should call this mysterious leaf disappearances.
It's funny that you were saying stuff about the, because I heard about the missing farmers as well. And supposedly, from the north of the town, they've been kind of snatched up.
And there's rumors of people, and I've gotten visions in the corner of my eye.
Is there anything
figures.
About your visions, or we just go up blind to the north? What about your visions? I mean, there's sorrow, there's the firstborn.
Shame, anger. The voice in the staff warns of the wrath of the firstborn.
I think we should call Dr. Phil.
We
And it's the skull is showing visions of death.
Why do you have shame? Are you shameful or something?
Are the visions of the skull things that are going to be?
Tell me about your mother.
Or something that can possibly be changed?
I don't know, but I'm getting sounds of Allison sobbing. So she's
maybe
crying.
Maybe get your back at the place we left. Wouldn't have that problem.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah, she's still back in Blue Meadow, the town these guys.
She's still
from.
Back in Blue Meadow where we left her about 40 years ago now.
Yeah. It hasn't been that long, but it's been.
She probably
it's
shacked
been,
up with
it's
some
been
new guy by now.
Years since you guys.
You even write her a letter?
Send her money?
Well, no, I can see her through the skull.
Why would you just see her through a skull? Why do you want to write her a letter?
I write her a letter once in a while. When I have time.
Now, if you write letters to. Alistair, you're at letters the Butters, and just say, oh, by the way, tell us I love her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Butters is with me.
So, you can investigate the leaves, or Mark could add in what he's learned.
Now, what you've learned is added to.
Some guy sell some boxes?
Yeah, you weren't you?
Someone, we don't know who it was. A bunch of merchants have gotten wealthier in the less competition. One in particular, Isaac
Newton.
Iantor? Isaac has risen in prominence since the theft of the 3 crates of gold 2 weeks ago. I think that might be a connection, but I'm just guessing.
You've been gathering information. I am gathering information. Yeah.
Purchased a warehouse from Xenos, pirate merchant in town. He turned the property into a thriving nightclub. It's the centerpiece of Hidden Harbor's social scene.
So, what you're saying is people have been getting wealthier. We actually know who might have stole the money because this...
Well, why don't you guys told me? I've been looking for these crates for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now it's invested in the nightclub. And look, hey, the community is pretty. I don't even consider your issue really an issue.
After pursuing several officials for my employer during the last 2 weeks, that took advantage of the chaos in the town.
No,
my attention must return to the fate of the missing gold. I gotta find this missing
gold. It's gone.
Well, we need to get.
Do you wanna?
I think we just go burn down that nightclub.
We can't burn it down. We can. We gotta talk to this Isaac.
It could be tied together.
Talk
just
to
have
Isaac.
A great white concert there. It'll burn down.
Oh man.
Not funny, Lord Albert Shaw. Not funny. A lot of people lost their lives in that Rhode Island nightclub. I tell ya. Work with juveniles. Anyway, if you'd like to reach out to us with your hate mail, we can be reached at dungenetics@gmail.com. We're dungenetics on Instagram, dungenetics on Twitter, and, you know... Sorry. We talk shit. On to the adventure.
That was pretty epic.
Albert Shaw. Later,
so yeah, there's gold
after
missing.
That joke, I'm still.
And Easton's pissed off about it still.
I'm assuming so. Are we trying to disguise it to protect innocent?
Okay, so we got two things that we could investigate. The missing people.
Gold that's already been used to buy a nightclub. I mean, why would we investigate that?
But here's the thing, that's a crime. Solved.
What's your job?
Well, I'm concerned. That's why I'm concerned, except...
Although you've had 2 weeks to figure this out, and you're just finding this out now?
I'm more concerned about the missing farmers from up north, because that's a loss of life, not a loss of equity from who essentially is a criminal.
He could have gave me something better to figure out, but he gave me crates of gold.
Well, you're an enforcer. That's what enforcers do.
Yeah. People. I've been roguing.
Yeah.
How about we two for one this? We can still
go. That's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't sit all right,
we can go to the nightclub.
Yes, let's go to this thriving nightclub.
Well, and ask about on the way. I mean, it's a tall nightclub, right? We can check out the roof of this place.
I'm
going
to go around and gather rumors.
Well, yeah, it does sound like a good place to gather rumors. Like, we could find out maybe about the missing people.
You would think from his spotting... Almost 40% of the town or the village goes there every night.
Might be a good
we
place
can
to get
dress
some
in our finest New Jersey clothing.
Is this is Denny's. All right, let's do this.
Are you going to the nightclub?
I'm thinking about
going to the nightclub.
All right,
we're going to clubbing.
All right, how are you guys dressed?
Jim Tan Laundry.
Full plate mail?
No, New Jersey gear.
GTL. Jim Tan Laundry.
It's t-shirt time!
Well, actually, you know what? If we go, we could go in disguise to kind of blend in. Because I think if we walk in there with full armor and everything, we're going to look way out of place.
Yeah, I don't think they usually wear armor to a nightclub. Because
we could always split up in groups of two.
Well, I can just sneak and no one can find me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Get your gold. Climb
by myself. Right.
Just to let you know, he will stick out with a big black plate mail armor.
Who?
However, if he were to take it off...
Jeremy?
If he had to put it on, it would take him... About 15 minutes.
I didn't tell him to take it off. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying.
Well, I could just wear like a big cloak over my arm.
Yeah, you could wear. You could just look like the really tall, hooded, cloaked guy that makes lots of noise when he walks.
Why don't we do the little rascals and put three of us on top of each other with a big trench coat?
You walk in there, you're like 20 feet tall.
Like waving around. We put our heads out.
Hey, you know what you do? You use your staff and his staff. You guys put them underneath him and look like a taller person.
You're never going to get into the club that way.
Yeah. Okay, if he cloaks himself...
Why does he just stay outside?
Why don't you go on the roof and me and Bobby go in?
Why doesn't Jeremy go around the back?
We'll investigate the front door. You guys sneak in the back.
Yeah.
I don't need to sneak in with anybody. I can go sneak in by myself.
Mark, I'm going to need to sneak in the back,
though. Yeah, it's got
to
go to
the back.
Our party always has a hard time coming up with a master plan. Mark Ezio Tori.
He needs to.
Well,
me and Bobby are going to do the front. Yes, you guys on the back.
Just listen.
I'll go in the back side.
Which Jeremy?
Jeremy stands in the back there and watches out.
All right. If something goes down, you got a signal for me?
Yo,
let's go to Forever 21. We'll get our little dangly things. We'll make this.
Yeah, we'll make this happen.
We're going to go with high heels and stuff.
Huge thing of metal.
All I know is I would really like, can I have like a leaf bow tie?
Yeah, your bow tie.
Sweet.
We should have
pressure. Leaf
we
signs.
Should yell. We should have a code. We should.
Well, Moonbeam actually will not go through a building. It'll just.
There are some windows on the top of the warehouse.
Cool. So why do Moonbeam?
Well, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Why would I not do Mud Beam?
You're not on the roof.
Well, I'm going to need to know if you guys are in trouble somehow.
All it does is change you back if you transform.
Yep.
Oh, they know about it. They don't know. Do they
yes,
know
I
about
do.
It?
Yeah.
I do know that you're aware.
We all know.
We all know.
You attacked me, like, 2 shows ago, so yeah, I'm pretty sure I know.
Like,
I don't know. I don't remember these things.
Yep.
I was a werewolf at the time. I don't remember.
I'm going to write it down.
Me and Bobby in front. We got Moonbeam as our... call sign.
I'm hanging out around the back. His stuff goes sideways.
You just have the armored guy outside hanging against the wall.
We can't put him inside because he's going to make too much noise and people know who he is.
Yeah, but he's cloaking. You're cloaking?
Yeah.
He's cloaking right now. So, Bobby, we go in.
Talk to the owner. See if... I guess we're asking about the missing crates. That's the thing.
I guess.
No, I just kind of ask, like, you know, don't be so obvious about it. Be nonchalant. You're a
constable. Yeah, but I could use.
Constably. Like, hey, care about any crazy stuff going on in town?
You're doing it. Ask him how. Actually, we get asked to see his ledger.
Wait a minute.
See where
you know he's not going to give you the right one.
Mm. Yeah, but it's worth it. Why
That's
not?
That's terrible police work.
Show us
your ledger. Okay, I'll give you the one that has
yeah, but if
there's
nothing to hide.
Hold on, let me get you my incriminating ledger first. Here you go. You got me.
He's an honest guy.
Yeah. He's a cop.
If it doesn't work, he'll try the sneaky way afterwards. So, you guys...
I'm not turning into a rogue.
I know, but I'm saying a boyfriend that can turn, or a guy that can turn into a rogue.
The nightclub has gripped the nightlife of Hidden Harbor, and the amount of wealth spent on a daily basis is suspicious. As you enter, the music of various stringed instruments seem to calm your nerves, and dim mood lighting hides the patrons that would wish their dealings here to be more discreet. In the middle of the room is a dance floor filled with people lost in the passions of dance and lust, as the motions of those engaged would be forbidden in any noble's court in Glossville.
Would be.
All right.
I'm going to go find some Molly. Have fun.
This is a den of iniquity.
Nice.
This is a den of iniquity.
Wow, what is this place?
Yeah, all right. You know what? There's something fishy got to be
There is something very fishy
going on. It is. It's by the harbor.
Can I do a spot check? Just, like, what is the surroundings? Is there a back entrance I can let
Shaw
in?
We're already going in the back entrance.
Like a fire door.
Aren't we?
There's no back on the bottom floor. But basically, there's these stairs on both sides of the building. They go up to, like, a platform.
Okay.
And you can see there's, like, rooms in the platform. One group that seems to have, like, there's these 3 very extravagant-looking nobles lounging on, like,
It's Kanye.
Kind of like,
His entourage.
It's like sex cushion chairs.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, lounging around them. There's a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys all
Jay-Z.
Huddled around them.
It's Jay-Z and Kanye.
They seem to be the most popular people in the establishment.
Let's see here.
So, should we go over and talk to them, Bob?
Yeah, of course.
I think we should.
While they're doing that, can I go, I'm sneaking. I wasn't sure if you thought that's cool.
No, we saw 3 noble.
Right, I'm gathering rumors around the building.
All right, you go to the bar and just talk to the patrons.
Can I get the bartender? He's more important.
Yeah, you can talk
to Bobby, you take the lead on this conversation.
Yes, you are the consul.
Right, you can do the consul. But once we, you know...
Show us your Kojak skills.
Nudge me if we feel that it could be...
Yes, nudge him with your staff.
We feel it could be a... fake. I think you should still turn and go over.
I've never met
anyway.
This the actual owner of this nightclub before, right? This would be our...
You've never talked to him.
Okay. All right. Walk on up with my little bow tie there and... Go.
Those guys are cool.
Yeah, they are. Hey, gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
They look up. One of them seems very fort.
Have your finest.
The one on the left, he's got much darker skin. You guys would say that he is probably from the Visor's homeland. Those are the people that invaded Glassfield about 80 years ago and took over. They live on a continent to the south of where you guys are natives. And he doesn't say anything. The guy in the middle is like, my name's Isaac. I own this place. Anything I could help you with?
No, just thought I'd let you know that this is an amazing place. Like, if it wasn't for this nightclub here, you know, half the town wouldn't have anything to fucking do around here.
It is true. We have become quite successful once me, and he points to the guy next to him, Xenos, decided to go in partners and start this.
Oh, interesting.
Xenos, I never... Shake Xenos' hand as well.
Okay.
Just What did? Do I know what Xenos did before he was a nightclub owner?
He was a pirate merchant.
Yeah, he was a pirate merchant. What, like Eason, but not as successful.
So he's a competitor to Eason.
Yeah, but is he going to admit that to us? Is that something?
It's kind of common. Most of the people know that most of the people in the village are pirates.
Okay.
That's yeah. He's not going to be like, yeah, I'm a pirate, but everyone.
Okay, we know.
I'd like to introduce my good friend, Kazaa. I don't know if you're actually familiar with his
I'm familiar with the seer.
Yeah. Oh. Have you seen his skull before?
It's like, I've never used his talents, but I've heard very many things from the patrons of the bar.
You should see him dance.
Yeah, would you like to?
All right, make a dance check.
Roll a d20, Ryan. Do it. Fair enough.
I'm gonna dance.
Do you have performance?
Dude!
All right, you pull out like moving like an Egyptian or something like that, and everyone just starts
he does the fucking, robot.
Everyone just starts laughing, even like the other people, like the groupies around them. They just start laughing.
Okay, can I buy the table round of drinks?
Yeah.
Why do they say no? They own the place.
Well, yeah, but like, can I make them like really, really strong?
All right, about 5 gold pieces.
Okay, cool.
There's like almost 20 people at this table.
Sweet. Am I getting anything accomplished? I'm gathering rumors.
You know that the people they're talking are the owners. But it seems that Isaac owns the property, bought it from Xenos. However, the other guy sitting next to him has another 2 friends, and they seem to be... They don't talk to anyone except for Isaac and Xenos. And whatever they say, Isaac and Xenos do. And his name's Marcus.
So I'm talking to the bartender.
So,
anything else strange you've seen since you've been working here? Any kind of crazy stuff? Besides the usual bar stuff, you know?
Sometimes the owners take people in one of the rooms upstairs and
just some of them back.
And there's a rumor that 1 or 2 of the people never came out.
Well, that's not good for business. Have you ever been in any of those rooms? Do you know anyone that's been in any of those rooms?
While I'm hanging out around out back.
You're outside smoking a cigarette.
Well, yeah.
You got the little fucking visor up on your helmet.
Outside smoking a Twizzler.
Go.
Well, yeah, but like why?
Or it comes down with the cigarette and you can just see it coming out the visor. Yeah.
Smoke like coming out of the front of the chamber.
But while I'm hanging out in the alley, do I notice anything like unusual or anything that sticks
out? You see like a couple come out and like fucking like necking each other in the alleyway.
So the usual stuff you'd see at the back of a nightclub.
Some drunk people on the outside of the door just like stumbling out.
Pee and puke.
How did you get the job here? I asked the bartender.
I used to work at the Loose Drawstrings.
Oh, so you're...
They pay me a lot more here. All right, back to you guys.
Okay, I'm going to address Xenos and be like, oh, Xenos, hey, I'm surprised you and our paths haven't crossed before. I understand before this you stole stuff, right?
The guy kind of scowls at you and he's like, I acquired things that were lost at sea.
Hey, I understand. If it's flowing and no one's around, I'm okay with it. I mean, basically, I am sort of the constable around here. If you need anything at all, just let me know. But do you happen to know where the bathroom is?
Well, he points you.
Where's the bathroom?
He points you to one of the corners of the establishment.
I want to buy another round of drinks while you go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be good. Buy another round of drinks.
I'm going to try to go upstairs.
Okay. You're just going to hide and turn into a rodent?
Yeah. I'm gonna try to bite my... take a look on the top floor. Are there any rooms that look like offices or anything like that?
There are 2 rooms. One is smaller than the other. One has windows, the other one doesn't.
As you're walking towards the bathroom, can I, like, make a nod to you that I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
I'm going upstairs too. I'll check right, you check left, kind of thing?
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
All right, I'm gonna sneak up and check one side while he...
All right, one larger room, no windows. Smaller room with windows.
Why don't you take the one with windows? I'll take the one without windows.
I agree, because you know how to...
Yes, I have that issue.
And meanwhile, Brian is entertaining the table with his dancing.
I'm dancing.
So I'm upstairs looking through rooms.
All right. You crawl through a crack in the seam of the door.
Now I'm a rodent.
This one is definitely an office. You see a desk. You see a bunch of, like, huge binders of bound paperwork.
Women. Binders of women.
Nice.
You see a glass of wine on on the desk.
Okay.
And there seems to be, like, this strange artifact. It seems to be, like, some kind of sphere, but it's got all these runes on it you've never seen before.
Recall Laura religious.
All right, roll.
18.
All right, it looks plus like an artifact used by the Visors to do long-range communication. It's like a crystal ball.
Oh, nice.
It's a cell phone.
Very nice. I don't like it. This is Marcus's office.
All right, you go into yours.
Yes.
Yours is very dark.
Yes, there's no window.
You break in, you hear some people like kind of like gasping, and they're like, help, help. And you look around, and there's about 8 people chained to the walls. They have nothing but loincloths on.
Don't hump them, Mark.
It's one of those kind of clubs. It's like
and
a metro.
Several of them look kind of bloody.
Guys go, shove it, shit. Don't make any noises. This only hurt for a minute.
Oh my god. No.
Okay. I appreciate your role playing.
Yeah. I see a rat rolling across the floor, and I start talking to it because I think it's Bobby. And it's not.
Okay.
Like, dude, there's like people chained up in here. We're returning you back so you can help me unchain these people. Nibble, 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 nibble. Why I'm talking to me in red. I don't speak red. All right, so I go over and start unchaining people.
All right, make a d20 roll. See if you can pick the lock.
11.
Okay.
And I'm in sneak, so.
Yeah, they're not that well thing. The people are very weak. You unchain one of the people, and they kind of like fall in your arms. Make a spot check.
I just died
what
in your arms. D20.
D20.
Must
have been some food you ate.
I'm going to walk away. 7. I didn't do a very good roll.
Oh. All right.
I didn't see much.
She's bloodied, but she kind of like passes out in your arms.
Yeah, well.
I just died in your arms.
Same story, different pew. All right, so unchain other people.
All right, you unchain them. 5 of them are moving. 3 of them kind of like are really weak and kind of like just groaning like up against the wall. Make a spot check with advantage for your continued exposure with all of them. So okay. Just 2 d20s and take the higher one.
Okay.
Don't expose
19.
Yourself.
8. I'm thinking I'm taking the 19.
Yes. You notice that all of them have teeth marks on their neck.
Oh. What? We got vampires up in his house.
True.
You
know what vampires like to eat? If they don't have humans.
Chickless? No, what? Michael Chickless.
What do you turn into at this very second?
Oh, no, come on, they don't eat rodents.
Have you watched Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Run, scurry, scurry, scurry. It's fine. We'll be okay. Fast.
Just let you know.
I can turn back.
Just turn
back. Yeah, but they go for rodents.
John
has
a look
on
his face that it's going to happen to you, so just giving you a heads up now. Like you're going to have to be changing back in a second. Yeah. While you come out of the room you were in, because you didn't really get anything.
No, I'm going to... I actually want to do 2 different things in this room. Right. Okay, so it's office, binders...
Don't go too far, because I'm going to need you.
Gem, whatever...
Thing happened.
I wish I could break it. Check the drawers, look for things, can I grab his wine?
Yes. You pick it up.
Whatever is in his possession.
You notice it is much.
It's not wine.
Oh, yuck.
Once you move it, it's much thicker than wine.
It's blood.
That's gross.
So now you know what he knows.
Yes.
Well, here's my thing.
You just know that people have a weird affliction for blood. They want to.
But I still don't know when I'm hanging out with them.
Yeah, you're like macking it out. Well, you want to like hang out with
them. Here's the thing I'm curious about. Mark's freeing all these people that have been bitten by vampires. Does that mean they're going to become vampires?
Vampires. Why, oh why, does it always have to be vampires? I mean, I can handle a mummy. I can handle a dragon. The vampires... And now, a shameless plug. If you have a special certain someone in your life that you like to possibly tie the knot with, May I recommend Digital Tracks DJ? That's right, that's DigitalTracksDJ.com. Hosted by the wonderful Anthony Puzo, you can be reached at DigitalTracksDJ@yahoo.com. Owner and proprietor, an award-winning DJ doing trivia across the great state of Connecticut on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. But more importantly, will give you the night that you require, what they need, thrive for, and enjoy. And I assure you, you will not get a hacky, cut-rate, who-let-the-dogs-out, tub-thumping, wannabe, know-nothing DJ. You're getting the finest in the land. And in this realm, probably the best warlock I have ever seen. Oh, I sure wasn't supposed to tell you he's a warlock. That's DigitalTracksDJ.com.
Should Mark be like going around cooping DeGrasse and these guys instead of helping
them?
Happens,
I just jump.
Mark, I think you really should just nail them all in the head and put them out of misery.
I don't know that they're turned to vampires yet.
But you don't know if they won't.
These people might have information.
I'm so glad he's a neutral character. Grab the paperwork. Can I give it a quick scan? Is there anything really pertinent?
Do you have quick read as one of your things, though?
You notice it's not just financial. One of them, the smaller binder, is financial records. The other one is a catalog of dead bodies.
Ooh.
We need that. How many and at what locations?
Hey now.
In the Kingdom of Glassfield.
Okay. I can't copy it, so just take it.
Okay.
Don't take it.
Take it.
Why are you going to take it?
Fuck it.
You're going to find it's missing. What is that?
Okay, take the pages out of it and replace it with toilet paper or something. I don't know. Like,
yeah, just take the whole thing.
Use
toilet paper. You guys are the worst thieves ever.
Like, what are you going to replace it with?
You don't. You just write down the information inside it on something.
Speaking as the person that just freed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 newly about to be turned vampires.
They're not dead anyways. I'm not going to drink any more blood of them.
Yeah, why don't you kill them?
Okay.
This plan is horrible.
You go over the room. You see him as he's like helping people in the corner.
No, I'm human form now.
I know, but I like doing that.
Oh, God. What did you do?
They were dying.
Put their clothes back on.
They were just
my God, Mark.
What were you doing? Oh, they're all just wearing loincloths.
They're just wearing loincloths.
Why did you
do that? I came in here and they were all chained against the wall.
What's with the bleeding?
They were bitten in the neck.
I found a glass. There's blood in the next room.
We should ask the people if it's theirs.
That's a terrible idea. Let's do it.
That's a terrible idea.
High five.
Yes.
All right.
Is this your blood? What type are
First
you?
Thing,
this
he, shots
this
outside,
tastes like
right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we open a window?
Open a window and drop some rope?
Well, no, because there's a second floor. There's windows on the first floor. You can see people that are half dead going down the side
it's
of the
building. It's not a stream of windows. So you're not there are in between
people.
Windows.
We can't lift him up. He's like 4,000 pounds.
Can,
he's covered
he can pull himself up.
I can climb.
Yeah, he can climb.
So.
Yeah, with the two of you pulling and him climbing, you should be able to fucking...
Yeah, we got him out of the water before.
Keep entertaining them.
I'm entertaining.
Yeah. Dance, monkey, dance.
I wanna pull
All right, you're outside. Two people are...
Let's pull another person
You see a rope come down 5 feet next to you.
Hey!
And you're like, what?
Fatty, get over here.
Hey, you! You too!
You too!
You too!
Okay, so I'm guessing it's my cue to... 16 plus my strength, right?
Yep.
Which is 4, so that's 20.
All right.
You can do it, Hudson.
You're halfway up there. You're repelling up the side. And full plate mill coming up the side of the fucking warehouse.
Well, I got a cloak on, too, so I'm like Batman.
This is amazing. Yeah.
An armored Batman.
Well, downstairs, Isaac looks over at you and he's like, oh, your friend's been gone for quite some time.
He has digestive problems.
So, what is the seer and the constable doing here other than investigating?
We're just here for a good time. Just checking it out.
I haven't seen you in the last few weeks. It's why you choose now to come first?
We heard tonight was a special night.
Would you say it would be a good
night? He goes, and then Marcus kind of...
Yeah, we heard it's going to be a good night. A good night.
Marcus gets up without saying anything and starts walking up towards one of the stairs.
No.
Go beans.
Nope.
Go beans.
Go beans.
But before you go up there, Marcus, I got a son I got to
tell you. Marcus hasn't said anything to you yet.
I know. But I got a son. You can't go up there just yet. Because...
He kind of looks at you like he's looking through you.
Well, I like a tour. If you give me a little tour. Well, give me a tour. Well, hold on. Let me see if you can take...
Make a saving throw.
You three are in the middle of doing something.
Saving throw. He's attacking you?
Oh. Three. Plus what?
He's gonna glamour you, Brian.
Alright.
You're gonna feel confident.
Alright, make a strength check.
Am I falling off this rope?
Well, let's hope not.
The nerve of the vampire.
15 plus 4.
Okay. He's coming through the window. As he's coming through the window, the door opens.
Oh, balls.
So Brian comes in.
Do you have a sense magic thing?
He's like, what took you so long, guys?
Am I glamored?
Yes, you can tell us where we jump looking that you're glamored.
Duh. But they don't know.
The three. What do you think's gonna happen?
He comes in, he's like, what's taking you so long? I was trying to entertain them downstairs and they're getting restless.
Guys, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
We were looking around and we found some interesting things.
Like, what'd you find?
And we found these people. Chained up here in this room. That's kind of awkward.
Kinky.
Kinky, yeah.
Yeah, there might be some kind of weird sex orgy thing going on here. They bite people here. Creepy.
Maybe for money.
Yeah. Well, we need to get the hell out of here.
Why?
Because you do. We just do. We just need to get the hell out of here.
All right.
We're going to hop out this window that we just had him climb up.
Can someone just slap me really hard so they can...
Well, actually... Would any of us sense motive on Brian? Does he seem out of sorts? I mean,
all right, make a sense motive check.
You guys need to, like, come on. You think
he does seem weird.
Come on.
Mine was bad.
Mine was a 20.
Whoa.
So, Hustle.
Mine was a 6. All right,
you guys don't notice anything weird. Hustle thinks something is really strange. He seems very robotic, and he doesn't seem like himself. And you don't understand why he's up here.
Knock me out.
Yeah, I'd be like, could you maybe do me a favor, go downstairs and see what's going on? Check me out.
I know what's going on down there. I'm going to stay up here.
Yeah?
Yep. I was told to come up here.
Yeah,
told you to come up here. What do you mean someone told you to come up here?
Well, Isaac, of course.
Why would Isaac tell you to come up here by yourself?
Or Marcus.
This is going to be horrible. Can I try to fake imprison the people that we just freed and bring them out of this club? I'm going to try to free them from this.
You know, he could say they're missing.
Yeah, yeah, missing people.
And he said that you heard screams while you were in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, that's like, please.
Yeah, yeah, it's policing. It's policing.
In the meantime,
we all huddle. We're going to huddle for a second.
We're like, what are you guys doing? Wait a minute, guys.
No, be like, watch the door for a second. We need to figure out something over here. Well, and then we'll be right with you.
First of all, I've imparted onto them that
they
wouldn't
Zeraton attack a cop.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I have imparted to them that I think something's wrong with Brian.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We understand.
But I'm not leaving up here.
All right. Like, everyone make a spot check.
Good.
It's gotta be something.
Hold on a second. I thought we were gonna go with his idea.
You are.
Okay. All right.
18.
15.
What do I use for spot?
20.
Wisdom.
And then plus your...
Okay. I just got 9.
Oh, I got 20 then.
Oh, so I got 14. Minus 1.
9.
I'm smart and I'm tiny.
You two don't notice anything. You notice, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm glad.
You notice through one of the cracks in the corner of the room, there's this kind of like greenish like gas kind of like coming into the room.
Oh, crappers. It's not the vampires going.
You guys aren't leaving. You guys are not leaving.
Can I just knock him out now and save us the trouble?
All right, roll initiative.
No. Hold on a second. I'm going to tell them what's going on.
He's going to punch him in the face.
He's going to punch me. He's going to knock me out, or I'm going to keep you guys up here.
Punch him.
You know what?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not going to go down without a fight.
Punch Brian.
He's not going to let him just pick him up. So roll this.
You got to hit me, or I'm going to. It's going to be a battle time.
8. I had 14, so plus 8.
Yep. So you got 22.
Sweet. Yes.
You're definitely going first. Go first.
All right. So I'm trying to distract Brian.
Okay.
You need to knock me out to get me out of the
shut up for a second. I'm distracting you.
Okay, roll.
You better distract me or I'm going to be
under shiny objects.
Roll 1d20 plus a 1d6. If you roll anything less than a 10, it should be a 10. You're bluffing them.
A 3 and a 4.
So you got 14.
Now you roll wisdom counter check.
Do I need D20?
Yep, roll 1d20 plus your wisdom.
Which is a plus 2.
Okay. 17.
Oh, 19.
So you're like, Brian. Is, and he almost kind of looks over, but...
The new Deadpool's out.
Yeah.
He's the worst. It's like the worst guy to have.
I'm glamoured, bitches!
Next in the order.
Oh, worst wizard ever.
Mark tries to get me. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care.
It's Mark's like, doing jazz hands, and Brian's just like, talk to him.
So you distract them. Then the green gas coming out of the wall all of a sudden turns into Marcus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Punch a hole in the wall, someone. I'll turn into a werewolf and kill a vampire.
What's your AC?
15.
Yeah,
15. Oh, I'm going to take damage.
Oh, wow. He missed both.
Yeah,
you see, you see his nails are turning into claws, and he slashes twice for you, able to dodge.
Can I use uncanny dodge for the next time that happens?
That works when someone's trying to hit you with a.
So it happens attack. Automatically.
Oh.
All right, make a listen check.
Which one? This one?
D20.
Yep.
I act like I know these things.
No, it's fine.
I got a 6 plus something. All
right, you're closest to the window. You can hear, it sounds like someone's climbing outside.
Oh, come on!
Then it goes to Kazaa. And frick. You basically
I can't
jump
like
on his back.
Kill or something.
So, make an attack roll. Roll 2d20 because you have an advantage.
You are seriously the worst wizard ever.
I'm glamour, bitches.
14 and 19.
Yeah, that was like fucking like gangbusters all of a sudden.
14 and 19.
All right, you hit him.
Every other time he couldn't roll to save his life. Now when you guys attack us, he's like, oh, yeah.
Criticals all over the
so
floor.
So basically, the vampire is slashing at him. He's looking out the window. Brian jumps on his back and starts grappling Mark to the ground.
Yeah. Royal Rumble.
So now,
people's elbow.
So now he's got you in a bear lock. And then we go to Chester.
Oh, I have an idea.
Now my transform into that takes
Brian
one action, right?
Yes.
It'll take one whole action to
punch
that.
Brian in the face.
But I can make that, right?
Yes.
So there's going to be a dinosaur, a werewolf, and a vampire.
Make it so.
It's turning into a horrible. Park, and I'm glamored.
All right, guys.
This is like a freaking fiasco.
This is the stupidest
So basically, it goes to Chester. Chester kind of like growls and turns into a bear that's almost 10 feet long.
Tall. Oh, you stretch out.
Well, bears don't always stand.
Yeah. Well, I know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was to
that's
stand.
How you measure bears when
I'm
stands
fur,
up.
I'm mouth, I'm angry. And I still have a bow tie on.
Right on the little unicycle as you grow.
All right, the door opens, and you see Isaac standing outside the front, the door to the room. That's it. And then we go to you, Albert. So we have
Marcus
room.
Is there.
You hear someone's climbing outside. Marcus is slashing at him with Brian on his back. He just turned into a giant fucking bear.
For some reason.
And Isaac's at the front of the door to this room, staring in at you guys. And your turn.
Does he have like a stunned look in his face? Like, oh crap, what's going on all of a sudden?
He's like, I didn't know the circus came to town.
Who brought the bear?
And huddled in the corner are these eight cowering
random
people.
Okay, I gotta try and
help me out.
Yeah, get Brian off of Mark. So I'm gonna try
and glamour boy over here.
Punch him out.
Okay.
Alright. I think it needs to be said that our wizard has been called in this episode the worst wizard. Now I've met much worse wizards than our wizard. But what's about to happen may be one of the most inexcusable crimes of our generation. Yes, I mean that. Because our wizard lost the ability to read. You'll see what I mean in a couple seconds. Just when asked to respond to the crime which is about to take place, our wizard said nothing. Nothing at all. If you want to reach out to our wizard, his name is Damn Fine Java on Twitter. That's right. Publicly shame him. I hear that's the thing nowadays. And just realize we make mistakes. And one of the biggest mistakes that we make is doodling on our character sheets to give us a bonus to our AC. by clerical means. And I don't mean cleric, clerical. In plot-wise, we'll just call it that. Marcus may have given him a little boost. I'm giving too much away. Hey, thank you very much for listening. And on with the adventure.
Captain Glamour.
It's a 6 plus...
What?
Nothing. What do I use?
Oh. Just your strength if you're punching someone.
All right, yeah. 4, so 10.
What's your AC?
16.
Yeah. You swing, but Brian kind of twists around.
Damn. This sucks.
Is it my turn? Oh, no, it's the...
Now it is your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Can I use Ring of Ram on Brian?
You could.
Yeah. That would definitely knock charges? Him out.
Just one.
Okay.
I just want to not get him off me. I don't want to kill the guy.
That should wake him up, too.
But I'm on your back.
Yeah?
Is so that going to be an easy shot?
Pop me like this. You're right on my back. It's going like this.
Well, you can miss.
All right, make an attack roll.
Then
plus 1 7.
Six.
Yep.
8 plus 7, 15.
That is actually not enough to hit.
What the? Come on!
Bad shot, bad shot.
Shut up, Brian.
Glamour you boys. Basically shoot a charge over. You
how
see
some possible?
Of the... You see one of the walls going into the other office just blow in. And you see paper go flying
okay,
up in the
well,
air.
Okay, well, at least we have more room to fight now.
Yeah.
Good going, Mark. Good going.
Now it is...
You're on my back. How can I miss you?
Marcus's turn.
It's just bad. Oof.
Take 9 points of damage.
Who?
You. Either.
Me?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Marcus is slashing you.
Man, Mark, you're sucking.
It's because Bobby said something about it. That's why.
Now...
Oh, wow, way to throw the constable under the bus.
All right, you
no,
see...
No, it's because he said I rolled so well last game, he jinxed me.
You see, out of the window, you see Xenos jump through the window and start crawling along the ceiling towards
what?
You.
What? What
the crap is going on?
You guys need to get me off Mark's back because...
Yeah,
you are the worst wizard in the history of D&D.
Wow. We need to figure out what de-glamortize me because this is going to
be a horrible
battle.
Well, if I can actually
hit you. All right, make another strength check. Now you're trying to pin Mark.
I'm going to pin you so hard.
Tap out. Tap out.
5.
All right, you do not pin.
Good. Thank God.
Now we go to Chester. The
a
bear.
Semi-pin. I can be a semi-pin.
Eat you a vampire, man.
What is Deadly Strike?
It kills people.
That's deadly why it's strike.
Deadly strike.
Just let you do extra damage.
Don't use it on Brian.
No, I'm totally going to use it on Marcus.
You're going to attack Marcus?
How are you going to do anything? Don't piss off the vampire.
Yeah, because they're going to start attacking us. Or
get
attacking
Brian
you guys.
Off me first.
I'm a bear.
I'm a bear.
I'm yeah. a bear. Bears do one thing, and they only know claw, ripping, and blood.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
attack.
Tackle Brian.
No, he needs to attack them,
Marcus. Boom. Sorry. I would kill Brian.
Yeah,
and maybe you.
He needs to distract them while you guys
well,
get me off of you.
Killing him. You should right? stay human.
Wait a
minute.
Wait, hold on. Which vampire glamored Brian?
So the, Bobby needs to do the
what's
bear.
What's the most amount of damage I can do to Marcus?
He's a bear, Mark. What does the bear got to do?
Vampire. Well, he's not going to eat honey.
Bear versus vampire? I mean.
20.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yay! Boom, shakalaka!
Finally.
Boom!
He's on the bear!
All right, you do 16 points of damage to Marcus.
Okay.
So basically, the bear just goes over to Marcus and starts mauling him.
It's coming! The bear hug!
And then we go to Isaac, who launches himself at Hutzel.
Me and you are just
you're like
wrestling.
On my back trying
all right.
to fuck
I'm the monkey
you,
on your
you,
back.
You block one of his blows. He gets a critical failure and rolls past you. You see that his fingernails, too, have grown long.
Do you have, like, anything of wood?
No, but I have a silver sword.
That'll work. Slice his head off.
Thanks. Roll, druid lore.
You're right. I was thinking, I keep thinking you can wear
20.
All right.
Relax.
You do know the weakness of vampires is radiant.
Is it my turn?
And there's one spell I explained to you that does radiant damage.
Well, you can't do it as a bear, though.
Yeah.
No, you can't cast in bear form.
Yeah.
No, I gotta...
Yeah. It should be... It's hustle.
All right. I'm gonna try and get Brian off of Mark again.
All right.
Do it, hustle. Yeah.
7 plus 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
15 didn't do anything.
Dude, you just need to hit him with your sword. You're not good at punching people.
Well, and I don't know. Next
I can't
time
hit my sword
butt
and kill him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got.
You'll do more damage, but someone's got to hit him.
Well, I have a great sword, though. Will I still be able to use the attack modifier if I just use the hilt?
Okay.
All right, next time I'll do that.
Use the All right, now we go to the top of the order, Entium. So now we have Xenos crawling along the ceiling.
Well, I don't worry about that guy right this second. I got Brian on my
Isaac
there.
Rolled past him trying to attack him. You got Brian on your back trying to pin you to the ground. Marcus in front slashing your chest open.
But isn't Bobby mauling?
The bear is on top of Marcus slashing him open.
Can I crossbow Marcus? Can I crossbow Marcus right in the...
But with someone on your back and getting slashed
He's right
in, the
in
chest,
front of me.
You're...
I goes like
yeah,
that.
You'd have to roll really good.
He's on my back.
It would have to be a perfect 20, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd pull it out and to hit him right in the heart. And on top, it's not like I'll let you know it's not an instant kill.
I don't want to hurt Brian. I'm gonna have to.
Remember when Paul Rubens was in that movie, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
What if he's glamorous? Pain won't affect him.
Mark, get me off your back so you can go.
I can't kill Brian.
Hit me!
Throw him off
Try
your back.
Try and hit him again with your fucking ring.
Can he just? Okay, fine.
We need to
just
take down Marcus.
Someone needs to roll over a 10 to hit Brian. He isn't that hard.
Okay, roll over 10.
Come on!
Alright, come on, here we
Bring
go.
Bring a ram, one charge, so it's leaving one. It's only getting three a day.
Come on, Mark!
Four.
Four, ladies
I'm like
and
a joker.
Four.
Like, hit me!
No, wait a minute!
You're like,
5 plus 7 is 11.
4 plus 7 is 11?
Yeah, but what's your AC?
Mine's AC is 16.
Is it really 16?
Yes.
Yes.
It's awfully high for a wizard.
What do you have? What's your AC so high?
I don't know, you made it.
Like
is that 11? That's 11.
Pass the
shade. It's got feet on it.
It's 11.
Brian writes weird.
Yeah, you probably wrote something weird. Because I was going to say 16.
So last time
really
I
should have
hit him last time then.
So then I probably hit him last time too because I rolled an 11.
Yeah,
you were thinking the wrong thing because Brian writes
I asked you guys what the AC was.
You freaking retard. You freaking
googled
all over it.
It just has feet. That's not even 6.
It looks like a 6.
In
Don't
what world?
Doodle on your freaking paper.
I know
dude.
What it is. It
was well, nobody else did.
You said 16. You're like, yep, it is.
All right, roll 1d6.
You are such a jerk.
I thought you were
looking
at
that. That was like 2 hours
ago. When you're sitting here with your finger in your butt.
Stop doodling on your goddamn paper. I swear to God. All
right, roll a d6. Roll a d6, Mark.
This is so bad.
5.
All right,
but
you take,
I was glamored.
You take,
it doesn't matter.
All right, roll a saving throw, Brian.
Glamour.
And you get hit by one of the charges, and you fly up 5 feet off of Mark's back and tumble to the ground.
11 plus, what am I, plus N.
What's your wisdom?
2.
2. 13. You broke free. You hit the ground and the wooden floor, and the cobwebs are gone, and you know you were charmed by Marcus.
Guys, I've been charmed by Marcus. We
no,
made the offer.
Newsflash.
And you just go, duh.
Can I hit Brian just for the fun of it?
2 rounds we went through that. I have to get out of there for him.
I was glamoured. I ain't gonna tell you nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, we got to go to Marcus.
That was the Marcus. So now it goes down to Isaac. Isaac gets back up and...
What am I going to do to Mark? I got to get back to
continue
Marcus.
Swinging at you, but you're deflecting all his claw attacks.
That would be good for...
Then we go to Kazaa, who's laying on his back.
I'm
you
gonna
better
go after
do
Marcus.
Something amazing.
I'm going after Marcus.
Try using Web, because, I mean, there's so many people in here. If you try to use Scorching Green, you can't
Thunder Wave, anymore. Just do
Dude,
it.
If you hit Web, you'd probably fill this entire goddamn room.
Oh, okay.
And it would be a clusterfuck.
Okay,
really?
No. Okay, that was a bad idea.
All right.
How about an acid arrow?
Acid arrow towards Marcus. No, that's not going to do anything.
All right, you don't have to roll anything.
I'm dead.
That is a dexterity save.
All
right. He failed. Roll 3d8 points of damage.
1.
That's great.
3.
3.
3.
7.
7 points of damage.
Yeah, that's not gonna hold for business.
No, you damage them, and the acid is still melting. It'll do more damage next turn.
Okay.
Then after you goes Chester.
Chester, couple clock.
All right, I'm out of form, right?
Yes. Oh.
All right, let's see what you got.
I was hoping to stand up
epically, adjust my bow tie, and go. The moon!
Oh,
and
no.
Cast moon form. Beam. Beam.
And then Mark changes.
No, it doesn't change Mark. It changes Mark. Oh. If Mark was in his form.
Oh.
So you see dim light fill, 5 foot wide, a 40-foot cylinder coming out of the floor,
Bill
while
Ted?
Coming down from the moon.
It's Bill and Ted.
Well, he fails. you do 2d8 points of damage.
Oh, sweet. 7. Is the moon thing keeping him at bay? Plus it lasts for a minute.
Yeah. If he's obviously going to try to get out of it, but if someone were to hold him in it, it would continuously do damage to him. Or if someone were to cast a spell that would make it so he can't leave.
Thank you for joining us on this amazing adventure. If you need to reach out to us, Dungenetics on Twitter, Dungenetics on Instagram, and of course, Dungenetics@gmail.com. It's real easy. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, we'll never